This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 33 for Monday, August 26th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher in Monday morning, getting support from gains in comparable oils. The November canola contract rises $5.70 at $590.50 per ton, and the January contract adds $4.70 at $601.30 per ton. Upticks in Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed are spilling over into canola. However, declines in Chicago soybeans and soy meal are trying to temper further increases. Crude oil prices are up sharply and lending support to the vegetable oils. The trains are back running at CN and CPKC this morning. The Teamsters Canada Rail Conference issued strike notices to both railways on the weekend, but that was quickly kiboshed by the Canada Industrial Relations Board, ordering the union members back to work for Monday. The board is set to meet with the railways and the union on Thursday to discuss binding arbitration. As the November canola contract inches closer to its 20-day moving average, it's still a fair bit behind its other major averages. The Canadian dollar is on the rise on Monday morning, with the loonie at 74.17 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 73.92. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour wrapped up on Friday by issuing its final results. The tour pegs United States soybean yields at 54.9 bushels per acre, with production at 4.74 billion bushels. Corn output is projected to be just short of 15 billion bushels on yields of 181.1 bushels per acre. The United States Department of Agriculture will issue its export inspections report later this morning. Its crop progress report will follow this afternoon. Although the trade is paying more attention towards the declining quality of U.S. spring wheat, harvest pressure is still pulling down prices. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower in Monday morning. The November contract eases back 0.75 cents at $9.72 per bushel. October soy meal dips 60 cents at $301.70 per short ton. October soy oil gains a half cent at 41.25 cents per pound. Also in Chicago, December corn gives up 4 cents at $3.87 per bushel. December oats adds 3 cents at $3.13. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago December loses 3.5 cents at $5.24.5. Kansas City December nudges up 0.25 cents at $5.35. And Minneapolis December gives up 6.5 cents at $5.66. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, August 26th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.